T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
1330 KNSS. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. So Kansans recently received mysterious mailers from a well-funded group called Future Vision attacking multiple Kansas Senate candidates. This prompted questions about who is behind the effort, where's their money coming from, and why. Joining us now to shed some light on it is is Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, nice to have you back on the show, my friend.
Good evening, John. Good to be back.
So, Dave, the folks from this Future Vision PAC must have been more than willing to voluntarily cooperate with your inquiries and provide you with all the answers to your questions, right?
Oh, you're funny, John. No, we had several people contact us and asking about this. And also some of the folks said they thought that Senator Jeff Longbine out of Emporia was involved. So,
well, that's what I've heard.
We tracked down the owners of Future Vision, a guy named Gary Yeager, who's president of Vision Bank in Topeka, and a lawyer and lobbyist named William Sneed. And we wrote to them, and we also wrote to Senator Longbine asking, if they could confirm or deny any of this, and asking a few questions about, certainly of Mr. Yeager and Sneed, who there's no doubt they're behind it because they're registered, how they choose which candidates they're going to go after and so forth. Nobody responded, not that we expected them to, but nobody responded.
Okay, so people talk all the time about dark money in politics. This is it. This is the perfect example, but it's even more nefarious because, I heard from, let's just say I have it on very good authority, that Senate Vice President Jeff Longbine is heavily involved with the PAC. I called him multiple times for comment. He called me back once. We tried to, play a little phone tag. I think he found out why I was calling, because now he's no longer returning my calls. This group is actively, let's make sure we understand what candidates we're talking about here. They're actively helping senators get elected who have voted with Governor Kelly, voted with the Democrats, supported Medicaid expansion, supported taxpayer-funded abortion. Some of these senators are the most liberal senators in the chamber. So, and they're also, this PAC is also involved in some primaries against conservative incumbents. Why would Jeff Longbine be actively campaigning against his fellow Republican incumbent senators?
Well, if Senator Longbine is involved,
right.
if he hasn't denied it, it could be because he is running for Senate president. We've heard from multiple sources, not just now, but even earlier in the year, that because Senator Weigel is not running for re-election, so the presidency is kind of up for grabs. And we've heard that Senator Longbine is running, and we had heard that Ty Masterson, senator from Andover, was running. Senator Masterson did return the call, and we spoke with him and had some quotes from him in the story we ran on the Sentinel. He said he's considering it. Right now he's just focused on winning his own election, but yeah, he will consider running depending upon who wins. And it really comes down to the different focus between those two. And that's why we wanted to ask Senator Longbine how things might differ if he was elected president, if in fact he is running, because the Senate president has a great deal of control over the policy. The Senate president gets to set the committee chairs. They get to set the committee members in their party. And so you could envision, if Senator Tyson or Senator Masterson was there, he might be more likely to keep because he's a known conservative. His voting record shows it. If you look at Senator Longbine's voting record, at least looking at our Freedom Index, he's right in the middle. He's kind of neutral, meaning he is just as likely to vote against constitutional issues, low taxes, and student-focused education as he is to vote for them. So if he gets elected president, it could have a ripple effect on things like tax increases, Medicaid expansion, and so forth.
Right, right. Well, you're being nicer than I, but you can do that. I have the liberty of being able to say Longbine's a rhino. Longbine is playing in primaries against Republican incumbents and trying to beat them and replace them with mods who will be squishy and vote with Laura Kelly. I mean, let's just be honest about what it is. You're not saying it, I am, but that's, you know, what I'm paid to do.
One of the questions we wanted to ask, John, was, we have whoever gets elected, House and Senate, they're going to come in facing a $1.5 billion shortfall
right.
for fiscal 22.
Yes.
And we wanted to know, so what kind of direction would you give your committee chairs, your Ways and Means budget chair, your tax chair? Senator Masterson says right up front, no tax increases. That would be his direction to his committee chairs. We'd love to hear what Senator Longbine would say.
Well, I think we know what Jeff Longbine would do. He has proven before, I think we know what Jeff Longbine, he's going to raise taxes. I mean, he's not going to want to cut because he'll work with Laura Kelly. That's what he will do. He's another Jim Denning is what it really comes down to. And I think you know this, not you necessarily, I'm using it more as an illustration, but if you look at the races that this pack, that the Future Vision pack is playing in, they are actively playing in some of the key races against, in some of these races where we're trying to swing people who are terrible candidates. That's the key. And I think if you give us a couple of examples of some of these races where they're playing, they're bad.
Well, we only had two examples that were shared with us and that we saw online. And one of them was with Alicia Straub, who's a current House member, running for Senate against the incumbent, Mary Jo Taylor. And the problem that people had with the ad, and that certainly Representative Straub had, was that it didn't accurately portray her voting record. That there was a mailer sent out saying that property taxes increased 13% on her watch when she was a Barton County Commissioner. And she said, look, if the mailer said taxes increased 13% on her watch, but she didn't vote for it, well, fine, that's true. The implication was she'll raise your property taxes. And,
right.
Her voting record shows that she hasn't voted. She didn't vote for the big 6 mil property tax increase.
Right.
That's
She's a solid conservative.
Issue. She is. And her voting record shows that. Senator Mike Thompson was accused in a mailer of not wanting to fund education based on a budget bill, Senate Bill 66, he voted against it because, as he told us, that bill wanted to spend $50 million more than even Governor Kelly wanted to spend. And they, when that vote was taken, they all knew they were facing massive deficits. And he said, I couldn't in good conscience vote for the $50 million spending increase. That had nothing to do with school funding, but that's the way the game gets played. You know, people are entitled to know the truth about how legislators vote. Good, bad, or indifferent, people need to know the truth. We did not ask the Future Vision folks who funded their campaign, because people who do that, whether you agree or disagree, have a constitutional right to private free speech. But what people will do with the money and who they will elect and what their policies are, that's fair game.
Right. Well, the point that you kind of made there, and I agree, taking a look at those two races, Alicia Straub and the other race, that's the key here. If you look at who their incumbents are, who their opponents are, Mary Jo Taylor is, well, in your case, 44% lifetime score. Representative Tom Cox, I served with Tom. He's a nice enough guy. But Tom is Tom's a moderate. He gives moderates a bad name. He's a really nice guy, but he's an incredible squish. He's running against Mike Thompson in the primary. Cox has a lifetime score, a Freedom Index score of 46. Tom votes for Medicaid expansion. He votes for tax increases. We've had to pull him across the line on life. He's been weak on guns. He's this terrible voting record when it comes to Republican issues. And so the question would be, gee, why would Future Vision, why would this organization be backing two incredibly weak Republican candidates against two solidly conservative candidates? And more importantly, why would the Senate president who wants to be, or Senate vice president who wants to be president, want those kinds of senators in his chamber? Well, obviously, because they're going to vote for him for Senate president, and he's afraid of a more conservative chamber. It's just unfortunate. I appreciated you guys exposing this. Dave, thank you for joining us. We've shared that Sentinel article that you referenced on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information, they can visit sentinelksmo.org, correct?
That's it.
Dave, I appreciate it. Thank you again. Keep up the good work, my friend.
Thanks for having us, John.
Oh, I appreciate it. Keep up. You guys do yeoman's work, brother. Keep it up. After the top of the hour break, we'll talk with former Deputy Assistant U.S. Attorney General John Yoo about why he says Donald Trump's actions show he's more in line with the thinking of the Founding Fathers than many of our previous presidents. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.